like a hilarious cold open in my head. I was laughing to myself as I was walking about how good it would be.
Oh, this is never going to work out.
No, I didn't. Did you write it down? I did not.
No,
write it down.
It's like the fish that got away. No, but I'm saying it's probably better this way because it probably wasn't that funny.
No, it was excellent. It was. I was worried that you were actually going to pee your pants.
Oh, okay. I have my diaper on, so go for it.
Wonderful. Are you that astronaut from Florida?
Yeah.
Wait, what? Which one?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Then what?
Like, blast off.
That was it? All right. Should we start again? Hello and welcome to episode 527 of the Two Hosers Photo Show. My name is Alan in Tübingen, Germany. With me, as always, is
Adam
in
Vancouver.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's it? Vancouver?
Yeah. They know who I am.
Vancouver questions.
Okay.
What is it? Okay. Is it still good? I haven't been there in like a little over a year now.
Yeah, it's good, I think. I mean, I go to work and I go home and I repeat. And then on the weekend, I do a few different things, like taxi the kids around to a couple of things and then go to sleep.
What are your kids doing? My kids have nothing. Like, nothing's on the books right now.
Hockey, baseball, that's it. Personal training, those are the things.
Okay, right. Yeah, see, that's how it's weird here because, like, yeah, we can't go to school or go to any of those things.
Yeah. So you watch cartoons, you have your, like, lineup Scooby-Doo, and then, I don't know, what are some of the other? It's no more Peppa Pig, right?
No, the kids don't watch that. They don't watch... What did we watch? Oh, they liked The Incredibles. We watched that one.
Okay, I was going to say maybe some Knight Rider, Seinfeld, no, Friends back to back.
Have you watched Seinfeld or Friends recently?
I've watched a bit of both through quarantine.
Seinfeld, not as good as I remember.
Very much episode to episode. There's usually a couple of good moments and lines in each episode, but yeah, as far as laugh out loud funny each episode, I'll take... What's the one with Ed O'Neill? Not the recent one.
Modern Family.
Yeah, I'm watching some of that recently. That's funny. And I haven't seen a lot of the later seasons. That's a funny show. And also, again, I think I mentioned last time, The Office. Very funny show.
Right.
I laugh out loud watching those shows.
Did you watch Arrested Development? The first two seasons, not the rest.
I've watched the first, two seasons. I tried to watch the most recent one that they kind of did much after the fact. Couldn't get into it.
No, it wasn't good. And I'm a humongous, like, I'm a ginormous fan. I'm probably the biggest Arrested Development fan that is on the podcast right now between you
okay.
and me.
Okay, yeah, I give it to you because I've only seen the episodes once.
Oh, I bought them on DVD and I studied them. Like, I was okay. I was in. And then, meh. However, so I'm just going to say, if you like that, there's a show I'm going to recommend for you that I don't know if you've seen. I don't know that you can find it. It could be on Canadian Netflix. I don't know. I doubt it. This is going to be homework for you.
Okay.
It's a little TV show called It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Yeah, I've seen most of them. Not all
that
of them.
That's my favorite TV show.
Yeah, it's good. It's funny. I think also, you recommended it years ago and I watched it.
There you go. Okay.
Harder watch to find again. Though. You're right. I don't know if it's on Prime or whatever. Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah. But it's funny.
The Hulu, I think. I don't know. These are not sponsors. You know what you want to watch? You know what you want to, you know what? Here's a recommendation for everybody. I might revisit this with my kids soon. We'll see. Wonder Years.
Okay.
That's got to be like 30 plus years old. But here's the key with that. If you can find it, which P.S. I did, you can find like it's low quality, like taped off the television. Somebody had them. They're on digital files now, but the digital files made from the TV, like the VHS recordings, right?
Okay.
Follow me so far?
Yeah.
However, now you can find them on DVD or digital or something, the actual high quality episodes. However, the TV ones have the original soundtrack, which is like, okay, you can either hear Smokey Robinson or Alan playing his Casio, like in the background. And so since that movie is like that TV show is about like the late 60s, it's kind of important to have, you know, oh, there's Crosby, Stills, and Nash or Adam on his recorder.
Right, right.
So there you go.
Okay.
Needed an ending for that story.
Right.
We'll find it. We'll fix it in post. Don't worry about it. Okay. Amazon. Something about Amazon. I bet you can probably find Wonder Years on Amazon.
Sure. Box yeah. set.
You know what I bought yesterday on Amazon? Or today. No, yesterday is today. I bought something last week, didn't I? What do you think I bought? A book.
I don't remember you buying anything, but maybe.
No, I bought a book. Who cares about the book? But I bought a book. But today, because there's some things you just can't find in Germany. And I bought some wasabi powder to make for sushi.
Okay.
Exciting, right?
Mm-hmm.
We had sushi last night and realized, like, we made sushi and then realized we had no wasabi powder. All right. Everyone's asleep from this awesome story.
Mm-hmm.
Point being, click through our site. Help us out.
Yeah.
What is going on, Adam? I dumped boiling water on myself last night.
Just to feel something.
Yeah, Marilyn Manson was over and it turned into a thing. He's in the news. He's in the news, by the way.
He bit a head off of a crow, I bet.
No, he is in the news. You don't watch
the news. No, I don't look at the news.
He's getting Me Too'd right now, which is weird because you'd think he invented Me Too, but
yeah.
I think back, the point is it made me think back to I made a list like the top 10 Marilyn Manson songs I like the best. And like, so there's like 10 empty spaces there. I got nothing. how was that a thing?
Yeah. It was big too.
Yeah. Not in my head though.
No, same thing. I can't name you a song or anything. I mean, I'm sure if you played, this is the Marilyn Manson
Beautiful
hit.
People.
Yeah, yeah, okay, there. That one I would
recommend. And then the other one was something. He did something with the thing.
Okay.
You know, it's funny. This is a complete fluke. Just to bring it back around, there was a rumor for a long time that he was actually Paul from Wonder Years grown up.
Okay.
That's not why I brought it up, but that was a legit rumor. That was like an urban legend that, yeah, that Paul Paul Pfeiffer. Grew up to be Marilyn Manson.
Okay.
Yeah, right. Not true. Not
pretty
true.
Sure that one would be relatively easy to fact check.
Yeah, it turns out it's not him. Anyway, my point being, no, I was making a hot water bottle for my daughter last night so she could take it into bed because evidently she's a grandma now.
Yeah.
And it just blew up on me and just flew us. So that's not fun. I don't know if you think that's going to be fun, but hot
third
scalding
degree
burns. Water.
Yeah. Did you get scalded?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay. All right.
But it's don't worry about it. I'm kind of a tough guy. So it worked out. Yeah. It did suck though. What's going on with you, man?
Nothing. No, I honestly, I can't say that there's anything new.
Oh no. Really?
Yeah. No. Well, come on. What's new?
I don't know. Get through February and something will be new. Like the ice is breaking, right?
Sure. We don't have a lot of ice here. We didn't really
Not the ice.
We didn't get winter. Yeah.
Right.
Oh,
right.
Okay. You're talking about the metaphorical ice. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yes, it's breaking. I don't know. Just tell me when it's over.
Well, it's, you know, I mean, more so the weather. Like,
okay.
You know, I have no idea if you'll have a baseball season this year for the kids. They should. There's no reason they shouldn't.
I think we will. I feel like baseball will be something. It might not be playing all the teams from all the places, but they'll be baseball season. Yeah.
You're going to have an outlaw league, like an underground league somewhere.
Sure. Yeah. It'll be like, on pay-per-view too.
It'll be like the baseball, Little League baseball version of the Kumite.
That's funny you say that, because yesterday specifically I said, hey, Jack, you ever seen the movie Bloodsport? We should watch that. Yeah. So that's a weird random thing for you to say today, because I had every intention of finding that movie somewhere.
Well, let me know where you find it, because, you know.
I'm sure the internet's got to have it.
I'm sure it does. Probably on Amazon.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of movies, though, I watched one. Well, I didn't. Okay. I say I watched one. I watched 30 minutes of one. And then you can see where this is headed. Have you seen, like, they did a couple years ago, they did a Baywatch, like a joke movie of Baywatch.
Yeah, I watched it. It was good for about 45 minutes.
Right. That's about, probably, when I say 30 minutes, I think it was good for about 20 minutes. I gave it another 20 to see if they'd capture the magic back. They did not.
But it's funny. There are some funny bits. The problem is the movie runs like, I don't know, like more than 2 hours or something ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah. There's like 8 funny bits in it spread out over the two and a half hours. Yeah. And it's like, wow. Like on a laugh. Okay. Anyways, I thought, okay, great. You know, obviously it's going to be dumb. They're going to poke fun at it, which they did a good job of without actually winking at the camera. Like you knew they're making fun of it. But you didn't know that they knew they were making fun of it. It was a great job. It was just one joke over and over and over, though.
Right.
Yeah. But The Rock's fun. So
there you go. Yeah. Yeah. For sure.
Skip it. Spent the week, literally the week, cleaning out my attic.
Okay.
That's the most fun I'm going to get from that story, because, wow, was that the worst week of my life.
Well, if that's the worst, then you've got a good life.
Okay, the worst week of my life this week. Okay. You're right. As that's the worst, you're right. I should put that in perspective. Okay. I don't know. But all I'm saying is later when it comes to, hey, did you shoot anything interesting? No, I was in my attic the entire week. So that's the answer.
Okay, yeah. That's fair enough. Yeah.
Okay. But I was kind of hoping when I say, did you shoot anything interesting, which is what we're getting into now, ask me if I shot anything interesting.
Did you shoot anything interesting?
I literally just said I didn't. Okay. I just said I was in the attic. I don't know why you would ask such a stupid question.
Okay. All right. I apologize.
Okay. Did you? Because now you shot a bunch of batting cage stuff that I was hoping you were going to share this week.
Oh, yeah, I did. I just felt like I'd been sharing that stuff, and it's not that interesting, but I can share some of those.
Well, the one you sent me was pretty good. Where did I do with that one? I don't know where it went.
Yeah, yeah. So I've been trying to perfect the art of the batting cage photo. So that was a different lighting setup. I kind of used a batting screen, and so the photo that you're speaking of, see if I can put in the box. I did play around with taking the wide angle lens and sort of playing around with perspective. So I did a few pitching photos which I thought were cool, shot with the wide angle and almost like lying down, crouched down, like right in front of the pitcher, and then shooting them coming right towards me, but with a wide angle at a wide range up close, so that you get a really kind of sort of distorted, different looking perspective. So I can throw something like that here. I'm gonna export you a photo. And then let's see if
so I was looking at the one you had that you sent me via the messaging there.
Okay, yeah, that was a batting one, and that batting one here, I'm going to see if I can find that.
Oh, that's pretty good.
So, let's see if I can find it. But basically what I was doing was trying to create a spotlight effect. So where the pitch is coming, but I'm sort of aiming the camera out to where the pitch is coming from, so I can see the subject, and also have the light drop off so quickly that you can't see the pitcher, and then it looks like outer space, and then you just get the spotlight effect on the green I guess, fake grass of the batting cage. I took so many that now, of course, you see my problem of actually finding it. But I will find it. I'll put it in there. And I did post it on my Adam Two Hosers Instagram as well. You'll be happy to know that I actually posted that photo. I've been trying to post a photo or two on that. There's so many. There's so many. There's so many.
I saw the one. We'll talk about the one. Well, we don't talk about it, but there's the one you shot of your son hitting. You froze the action.
Yeah. So that was behind. The other thing I was trying to mess around with that. So I basically threw one flash sort of in front and like behind like a batting screen or pitching screen, whatever you want to call it. It's more of a pitching screen. And then one in behind him sort of to bare speed lights just to kind of separate him from background because he's wearing black. And so I think you had suggested something to that effect, you know, just about changing the lighting configuration. And then what happened was, you know, it sort of rim lights him, but then you get enough light because of the direction the light's coming from as the ball goes out and I'm shooting from behind, the light catches the ball, but then is not on the background. So you just kind of get this cool all-in camera, this cool almost outer space look as the ball goes out into nowhere.
Well, I'm seeing the cage behind him though. That's the, you do see the mesh in the one that you sent.
Yeah, you can see the mesh a little bit. And again, some of the ones that I kind of had, I played around with and I sort of photoshopped out here. I'll show the one I sent to you because I just found it. Let's export that. I think this is the one I sent to you. So you tell me. It's gonna say monthly, but it isn't. Oh, my wife is delivering me coffee. Thank you.
Wow.
So I didn't bother to rename it, but that I think is that the one that I sent you. Might have been a different crop.
Looks this is very similar. If not, yeah, it's the same. Different crop, but the same.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was gonna say with that one, that was really cool. Except, I don't need to see the cage. What if you just light just the backlight? What happens? Do you still see the ball? Like you'll still see the ball partially.
No, from where the backlight is, you see it maybe a little bit sometimes. Again, the problem is that where the backlight's coming from, often it's in shadow. The ball will be in shadow because it's on the other side of the batter. So very seldom do you see the ball well. And then because the ball's not getting that flash, then the ball often will blur more too. So it's a finicky setup. I did this particular photo, I think, with high-speed sync. And I found high-speed sync, even though it eats batteries, gives you more wiggle room for doing these shots. So it's plenty of light. Had to pretty much use high speed sync on full power though. So you only get, you know, one crack at it for each photo because it can't recycle fast enough. But but the photos look amazing when you get it at the right spot. It's just such a, I mean, because we're not underhanding these balls in, and the whole idea is they're just taking batting practice. I'm just basically there taking shots, but they're it's as if I'm not even there to them, right? So we're trying to get as natural a photo as we can. Plus, the reason we're there is to take batting practice, not photos. But the photos are helpful because they kind of show, you know, little mechanical flaws or things that, you know, kids could work on. So we like them for that sort of teaching purposes as well. But yeah, I find it's fun to play around. I've done three different lighting setups. I've tried lights on the same side. I've tried this kind of, I think on Instagram, I put this as the light sandwich because I got the diagonal lights coming across and, you know, catches the front of his helmet, his face, the bat, the ball. You get the light on the ball from both sides, which just looks cool. And then if I really wanted to, you know, posterize this, then I'd go in and I'd kind of Photoshop the background to be a little bit more appealing, just where the mesh of the net meets the grass. I'd probably clean that up. And then I might even get rid of the mesh entirely and just black that all out. But this is all in camera. What you see here is just in camera.
Yeah. I mean, it's one of those things where maybe, you know, you shoot it again when it's a little bit better weather and he's not wearing, you know, 18 layers and hopefully not a mask, but you could do a really cool image of this, like over top of like a night landscape shot of Vancouver or something like that.
You mean lay it in the background?
Yeah, you'd cut him out, but then lay him in over top of like, you know, the Lionsgate Bridge with downtown in the background or something like that. Like one of those old pictures, like those posters from the 80s. Carl Malone, the mailman.
I'm pretty sure. Well, this also, I think, because of the lighting setup and just the rim that's created around him, like, would be ridiculously easy to cut this out, right? Like, yeah. So, yeah. So, yeah, I mean, you're, as you're saying that, I'm looking at it now going, I might just do that with this. I mean, I don't care. This is the state of the world right now. I don't mind the, it's cold and he's got the full kind of long sleeve jacket and stuff and the, and yeah, the mask, but also just for anonymity purposes, throwing it out on the internet, I don't mind that he's got the mask. People know that this is COVID time. So mm-hmm. I might just do that. I like where your head's at.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do it. Well, next week, well, that'll be your topic next week when you show us your posters you're making.
Okay. All right.
You're gonna have to quit your job. Do this full time.
Yeah.
Good deal. Oh,
but maybe Smoke Machine. That's what's up next, because you proposed it. I don't know if it was on the podcast or not, but I think I might attempt that, and hopefully nobody calls the fire department when they see the batting cage filling up with the fog from the fog machine.
They're gonna phone the police when they see the batting cage filling up with three people. That's what they're gonna call on. Ah, fire is fine. Fire kills the COVID. That's a true story. That's a fact.
All right.
So you'll be fine. They don't worry about that. Good. Oh yeah, looking forward to that. What color smoke are you gonna make? That's what I want to know.
I'm just gonna make
blue smoke, right?
I'm gonna make the regular smoke, but you mean in terms of lighting it?
Well, you're gonna light it. Yeah, you're gonna make the regular smoke.
Or am I gonna throw food coloring? Do you think that would work? Would that work?
It might work. They must have. I'm sure they have color. I've seen the Vietnam movies where they're like, pick me up, you know, the red smoke. So they must have that.
But I'm just thinking, like, if I got the kids to wear their baseball stuff, no, I'm just, mm-hmm. I'm not thinking about right now for this, but if I got the kids wearing their, like, we have like white and blue uniforms, like white pants, blue, like navy blue tops. And then if we went with,
and you put
like
white food coloring in.
Yeah, no. And we put like, I don't know. Yeah. Blue food coloring. It might
clog up the jets.
The jets of the fog machine?
Smoke machine. Okay. Yeah, it might clog that up. I would imagine that the whatever
it's in food
that,
coloring, it's water. Come on.
Yeah, it's not. I think it's squished bugs.
Oh, okay.
That's why Starbucks got into trouble.
Right.
That's Subway, not even a joke.
I think Subway was putting that in their tuna.
Oh, that's more current. My Starbucks phone is from like 12 years ago. So, yeah, back when Marilyn Manson was selling CDs there. Oh, yeah, dear. Good. That's a. I think he used that. All right. I look forward to seeing how that turns out. It's like an ongoing thing. Plus, the good news about the smoke is it's because it's cold. I think I mentioned that last week. It's gonna hang low on the ground. And think about that. It's probably going to naturally obscure the green. You can cut the black mesh out behind, lay it in over one of those shots of Vancouver with like the inverted fog. You know, like how the fog's down low and the city sticks out over top?
Yeah.
You're gonna have to rip someone off, though. You're gonna have to get in contact and say, "Hey, can I borrow this picture for a tester?" Well, we'll do that. We'll reach out to somebody.
You mean a photo of Vancouver?
Yeah, like I wanted to see it'll look like a composite. That's the point. But it'll be your son basically standing over Vancouver with Vancouver in the background, him hitting, and it'll be like, you know, Vancouver something. I don't know, but.
Okay,
it'll look really cool. Right. I'm saying, it's one of those pictures from the, one of those posters from the 80s when with like Will Clark or whomever, pick somebody, you know?
Yeah. But just again, for those not baseball oriented, but for those just thinking about, hey, something fun to play around with in the dark right now, in the dark, high speed sync, if you've got two flashes and high speed sync, you can do all kinds of crazy stuff. Like, again, I'm just gearing this towards baseball, but a dark background at the playground with a couple of speed lights, I feel like there's some magic in there with a kid doing, you know, whatever, monkey bars or, you know, anything. I'm trying to throw it out there for our listeners.
Yeah. Yeah. My suggestion is don't go hang around a dark playground at night with your camera. Don't do it. Don't do it.
maybe not in your neck of the woods. I think we're okay over here.
I'm just saying, legally speaking. I mean, you can bring, if you're your own kid, that's fine.
Okay. All right. Oh, I see sure what you're saying. Headed. I say what you're saying. Yeah. Yeah. You would go with your own kid, just for everyone to know. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, does this rag smell like ether?
I had coffee in my mouth. You got to be careful. I might spit this out.
Well, that was mildly amusing at best. So, all right, let's get right into the photo challenge slash topic this week, and that is the bright side. That was the photo challenge was the monthly photo challenge for January, and people put that out on the Instagram. I grabbed them. The bright side. I was thinking about doing the far side, but it turns out that's an actual comic book by that name.
Okay.
You know it?
Yeah, I've heard of it. I mean, I don't read the comics, but I know that it's a thing.
Wait, I was just joking. You don't know The Far Side?
Well, I know it's a thing. I don't read it.
You never read it? I don't think it's out anymore.
I've never read it. I know that again, I've glanced at the comic section to know it's a title. Just like name me some of the other ones.
Hold on.
I don't read the comics.
No one reads the comics. You don't read the Gasoline Alley. Let's see what Andy Cap is up to.
See there, nobody I was cares. Gonna say Andy Cap. That one I would have recognized.
Oh look, he's drunk. He's beating up his wife again. Ha 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 ha. Those guys are. He's a scamp. Like that. That's no one reads that.
Okay.
You know. Apparently I do. Judging by how much I knew.
But that's why my kids call you Racist Al.
Well, it's Wife Beater Al, but okay.
Okay.
Fine. Your kids are wrong, definitely.
I just wanted to say that again.
Yeah, I know. That's great. So you don't really know, like I can quote Far Side like to some of our friends, like your brother-in-law. I can just tell him Midvale School of the Gifted and he will, or For the Gifted, and he will laugh his head off.
Wow, no, I'm not that easy a laugh.
You don't know what Midvale School for the Gifted is?
No, I don't.
Well, that's upsetting. I wish he told me this in January of 2011.
Okay, all right.
Would have saved us a lot of time.
Can you enlighten me?
Nope, cannot. Cannot. It is one of the funniest things I've ever seen, and it stuck with me. So I'll track it down on the internet.
And this is from just one specific comic that
they one panel. Did. One panel. Not even a comic strip, is a panel.
And it's legendary.
The Far Side? Yeah.
No, that particular reference.
Yeah. That's a big one.
I'm guessing he didn't deserve to be there, or whichever character was there did not deserve to be there.
When you push on a pool door, no. No, you don't.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah, well, spoiler alert, that's what he's doing.
Okay. All right.
Oh, man. All right. So the point is, I wanted to see something because, you know, what's going on, obviously, right now. January is like the doldrums anyways, let alone right now. Like, worst January in our lifetime, I think.
Okay.
And but I want to see the bright side of things. And so that was the challenge. And people stepped up. We got 14 of them.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, if I consider
we have 11 listeners, that's impressive.
Yeah. Some of those are, a couple of them are from your mom.
Okay.
One of them is a scan of a Far Side cartoon, which is funny.
Nice.
Yeah. She's a huge fan, Betty. All right. So, in no particular order, I just kind of grabbed these off the internet so Adam can see them. Because even though he's on the Instagram now, Adam's not cruising around looking at these.
No, I don't cruise. It all depends. I'm a wild card.
If I missed your photo, please don't take it personally. It's because I'm an idiot.
Yeah, agreed. I can vouch for that.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes it's Racist Al. Sometimes it's Idiot Al.
Right.
Yeah. So there you go. So first up is Pixelscaper. Looks like David, he got all his info here. David is there with the 5D Mark III. 105 mils, F4, 1/90th of a second. There you go. That's the bright side.
So I feel like I'm not in order. Is this the silhouette one?
Oh, wait a second. Is it not in? Is there a silhouette one?
Yeah.
Where?
With balloons.
Oh, mine's in a different order than yours? Okay,
I guess so. So tell me which photo you're looking at.
No. I've had this issue with them opening up in a weird order. And I don't know how to fix the order.
Okay, this is the first time it's ever happened to me where I'm looking at listeners and we're in a different order. Just tell me which photo you're looking at. I'll sort it out. There's only 14.
No, you're not smart enough. You tell me and I'll go to you.
Okay, I'm looking at the balloon silhouette photo. From Bob Bernal.
You know what the problem is going to be? Is that you're not going to keep track of what we've already seen.
Oh, I'm very much good at keeping track.
No. You're gonna get through six of them, and then you're gonna wander off, looking at shiny things. Hey, look at that tinfoil.
That's exactly what my wife says. Don't take me to Walmart. Do not take me to Walmart.
Oh boy, I like chips. Hey Adam, where do we park the car? M&Ms are good.
Look over there, a blinking light.
Yeah, hey, look. No, I have some rice cakes here in my helmet. Okay. Who eats rice cakes? Come on.
Yeah. That's not right.
Don't eat rice cakes. All right, so first up is Pixelscaper. That's the black and white one where she's looking at the LEDs, the lights. I say LEDs. It could just be regular Christmas lights.
Yes, it's a good shot. I was trying to figure it out. I was like, wow, this is super cool looking, and I want to do this. And but how
do you
is
know
it
her?
No.
That's gonna be a problem.
but such a cool setup.
That is a cool setup. That's a lot of lights, actually.
I think what you're getting at is attractive female. But the photo is really, really good. Like, again, I like that it's sort of.
I said lots of lights. How did you misinterpret that?
No, I was going back a minute into our conversation where you were trying to lead into the fact that this, you know,
is that you don't know her.
That I don't know her, yeah.
Her specifically, I mean.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. Lights are like, these are just little LEDs, you think, all over the place?
It looks like Christmas lights to me.
Oh, maybe it's blurred.
So I said LEDs. They could. Well, the two by her left hand.
Oh, yes. Now I'm picking it up. Yeah. Yep.
They look like those are the Christmas lights. Now it could be LEDs. Could be old. I don't know.
Yeah, but super cool. And now I'm thinking that there's a lot of uses. We got a bunch of those, just the tiny, tiny little bulbed on wire LED lights. Do you know? And they come with like a little. Uh-huh. A little battery-powered switch, but I'm thinking, this is a good way to use that to just kind of wind them into patterns. Now, we don't have this many. This is a lot of lights, it looks like.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. Unless you did it in two versions. Like, you could snap one and then move them to the back. That seems like a lot of work, though.
Yeah, that's not my speed anyways. But, super cool shot. Good job, Pixelscaper.
Now, is there additional lighting, or is this all lit by the little lights?
Hard to say. It might be all by the little lights.
It looks like that. Maybe a little bit of ambient coming in, but it doesn't look like not too many shadows, and it's not overdone.
Yeah.
The key here to me is the amount of light on her. It's not overpowering, so it looks like it could be from that light, but it doesn't look lit. It looks like it's just enough. Like she looks like she's. Her skin tones are slightly underexposed for what would technically be, you know, normal. And so, therefore, it looks like it could be lit by just the lights themselves.
Right.
All right. Well done.
Good job, yeah.
Okay, next up is Bob's with the balloons.
Okay. Silhouette in the balloons. It's cool looking. I usually think of trying to take photos where I don't get power lines in the shot. But this is a situation where it looks cool and adds to the photo. So if it was just the bridge, so you got a couple of silhouettes on a bridge with the power lines in the back and the red balloons, which really kind of stand out. If this was without the power lines, it would be less interesting. So again, good job. Rare instance of where I would definitely like the photo a lot less if it was just the blank. I mean, there'd be a bit more negative space, I guess, but I don't know. It's much more interesting to me with the power lines. What would you say?
I don't know. I mean, this is one that I wouldn't, just looking at it, I wouldn't say, oh, that's definitely Los Angeles. However, knowing that, not only, like, I know I've seen a lot of Bob's photos from Los Angeles, which is fantastic because, like, he shoots part of Los Angeles that you don't normally see, like when you go on vacation, you go to Anaheim, you know, Disneyland, you don't go to these spots, but you know, like this is like, I'm sure they shot Lethal Weapon on this bridge.
For sure they did.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. There's a scene I have in mind where he's talking on the largest cell phone ever. Like, remember the scene? He's got this, like, in one hand, he has like a lunch pail and then it goes a cord to the cell phone. It looks like a bridge like this.
Okay, I don't remember.
Google it.
Never
Google
saw
it.
A Lethal Weapon.
What?
No, I'm just kidding.
Like, whoa, wait a second. That was the one where with Marilyn Manson, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was in it. If you did not see Lethal Weapon, like, that's a problem.
No, I've seen it a few times. Both, okay, the first two, yeah.
Okay, okay. Good to know. Anyways, so this is a part of Los Angeles that you don't normally see. Now, that I know that he does shoot in Los Angeles, so now this kind of does scream that, like, with all those power lines, because of all the people that live there, et cetera, I think it really adds to it. And this looks like a selective color, but it also looks like it was in camera. So it's not a selective color.
Right.
Like, there is color in this image, as far as I can tell. Just not much of it, except for the red balloons.
I that's exactly what I thought. I thought it might be selective color, but then you look closer and it looks, nope, there's some other color in the image.
Mm-hmm. Right. And I mean, more, yeah. So, that's it. That's it for that.
Okay.
Okay. Next up, we have Dukapixel.
Okay.
You get the pancake one?
Yeah, love it.
Pancake and sausage. And the funny thing is those are not actually, like, we make that here in Germany. Except those are not breakfast. Those are just sausages. They're not breakfast sausages.
Okay.
Exciting, right?
Yeah, now I know.
Yeah, and I have those frying pans here in Germany.
Yep, that's the same. Looks like the Lodge cast iron pans.
You have those?
Yeah, well, you remember this big conversation like 5 years ago or 4 years ago or something. Yeah, yeah, I have.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I have the Lodge. Yeah, I use it on the regular.
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking of opening up a Lodge distributorship here in Germany.
Okay. All right, you do that.
Hard to come by, and they're awesome. So anyways, there you go. Just a snapshot, but a very bright moment to me being allowed to help my daughters make pancakes.
Yeah, right before they burn the house down.
They're not going to burn the house down.
that one, the little blondie on the on camera right, looks like she's up to no good.
Not house burning down, though.
You don't know that.
No. She's there's this cat's involved in what she's doing.
Okay.
I don't know what that even means. We have a cat, so I thought I'd throw that in.
Okay.
I have very fond memories of making pancakes with my dad when I was their age. Yeah. Oh, and thanks to Hosers for teaching me the black foamy thing technique.
Nice.
Yeah, I don't think we taught it. We shared it. It was Neil van de Kerk, who we had on the show many years ago. Remember that?
Yep.
It was in my old apartment. That's how long ago that was.
I bought his book. His book was great. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I have his book.
He's got several books, but I bought one of them.
That's right.
I bought the current book at the time.
Right. So happy to share his technique. It's something I haven't used in a while.
Actually. Me either, surprisingly.
Yeah. It's very, very handy. But I also have very fond memories. In fact, I make pancakes for my kids pretty much every Sunday. They love the pancakes.
We have Tuesday morning pancakes. Although I'll say our version of this photo is them on the couch waiting for me to finish making them. Yeah,
that's pretty much our version too.
Yeah, there is no help on their part whatsoever. Hey, Dad, pancakes ready yet? Yeah.
So how do you do it? Like, when you make the pancakes, what's your big move?
Well, I got three pans going, man. I'm a machine with pancakes.
Three pans? Oh, see, I prefer to go. No, I'm a one pan guy.
Oh gosh, no. With two kids that can pound back pancakes, like Jack, like we're talking the size of pancake this little girl's making in that pan times. Yeah. I'm going to say on his average is going to be around 10. So it's plus or minus, like probably 1 to 2, like, but he'll put back. Yeah. Sometimes on a good day, like 12 pancakes. So I'm making three at a time in a pan. So I've got three pans going and it's like three for you. And then I'll make a second round. And then depending on if Lisa or myself is having any, then I might go, three times three.
Okay. So here's my move. I have that pan, the exact pan. I make four. I split them into four.
Okay.
And my son will eat. Oh my goodness! I don't know how many he will eat. It's ridiculous how many. It's way too many pancakes.
Okay.
However, but so much so that I make him like two or three scrambled eggs just to try to calm him down on the pancakes, and he'll eat that too. So it's game on.
Nice.
I go with the oven though. I keep them warm in the oven and make them all and wheel them out.
Oh no, I go as we go. Like they eat as I go. So it's like first round, boom. Mm. And then while they're eating first round, I'm making second round, boom. And I have it down to a science where the pans are hot. It's probably about a 2 minute total time, like okay. 1 minute aside per pancake. So I can fire out the second round literally as fast as they can eat them.
Okay. I might have to turn up the heat in the pan then. That might be my move. And then make them faster.
I got a system, yeah. But again, this is a thing. This is their favorite breakfast of the week is Tuesday pancakes.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Great photo. Love the lighting on this one too. Great job. All right. Next up, we got JC Russo with the dog.
Yeah, it's a cool looking shot.
Look at that dog. That dog works out.
Yeah, that dog. And that dog is
doing steroids.
It's a cool angle too. Like you don't see this shot from underneath like this, you know, this is often you just see the cute kind of dog pose, but this sort of action shot where you don't even really see the dog's face is pretty cool. I like it.
Yeah. Speaking of Baywatch though, he says this is a rescue dog.
Oh, okay. All right. So his name Mitch.
Oh, it's gonna be.
Yeah.
why wouldn't you name your dog Mitch? I know why you wouldn't. I know why you wouldn't.
But. What if your name was Mitch?
Mitch Jr.
Okay. All right.
What if your name was Mitch?
I feel like you should name your dog something that like is kind of a head turner, right? That's what I think. I feel like I would name my dog something that would really make others in the neighborhood kind of ears perk up. Like Mussolini? Maybe, or like Spider-Man or,
Spider-Man's a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, something that would just kind of, you know, Batman, okay, like some kind of man, Biscuit Man. Okay. Yeah, I just feel like when you're yelling at it, it would probably be funnier to me anyways.
Teen Wolf. I'd call him Teen Wolf. That'd be awesome.
Or, yeah, okay. All right, I'm going to let it go.
You try to top that?
No, I wasn't going to.
Teen Wolf 2? Were you going to say Teen Wolf 2 with Jason Bateman?
Instead of better. Michael J., yeah.
Yeah, Michael J. Fox, clearly the better Teen Wolf.
Yeah.
All right, so anyway, about six weeks ago, we adopted a rescue dog, taking a bit, but she finally seemed settled in. Found out this past weekend she likes snowball fights. Okay. Here's the thing. I love the depth of field on this, too. Like, this is one of those ones where it's out of focus enough, not too much, but it really, you bring it in on the action, really stops it. All around, really cool pose. Like that pose, obviously. Pose is a bad word. A good. You fill in the blanks. I
capture. Nice capture. Isn't that what the kids are saying? Nice capture.
That's definitely not what the kids are saying.
Oh, okay. Is that the grandpas are saying?
It's my grandparents' parents are saying.
Okay. All right. Nice capture then.
No offense to my grandparents' parents.
Okay.
All right. Next up is Mike Roskop here in Germany. All right.
Hey, oh, this hits home for you.
It does. It does. The German sledding.
Yeah.
Schlittenfahren.
As soon as I saw this, I thought, oh, wow, look at the impact you're having, Al.
Well, I didn't invent bobsledding.
No, but you...
Although, but Schlitten, you, not Bob. This is not bobsled. This is a Schlitten.
It's called. No, like but a, you've a made sled. It. You've made it popular for the Germans.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah, yeah.
Well, look, I mean, there's your influences all over this. You've got like the green snow pants.
That's true.
Isn't that your thing?
Check my closet. Yeah. Yeah. You know where I got my green snow pants? Did I ever tell you?
From the Big and Tall shop?
No, definitely the Big shop. They are definitely, if you look close, they are definitely from the 90s when people wore those ginormous dome pants. Yeah, I was front man for a ska band back then.
Okay.
No, I bought them way back then. They're from West Beach on 4th Avenue. 4th
and Bird. Oh, nice. Yeah.
You know it. Are they still there?
I don't know. I'd never go anywhere, so maybe.
You're not cool? You can't skateboard?
No. Or snowboard.
Yeah. I bought those way back then. And then I've since bought new ones, but nothing compares to those West Beach green massive parachute pants. So you're right. The green and the red, though, that's kind of messing up my head a little bit.
Yeah. Good job on the photo, though. I like it. I think they've kind of taking a page out of your exposure book for the snow, and looks good.
I was going to wonder, did Mike do that? I mean, there's a couple of ways to go. Like, I always shoot manual in this situation and expose for the snow, call it two stops over, and the rest falls into place. And then if you need to drag some highlights back in the raw file, you can, but generally you don't. Or you could just kind of go plus two on the EV, on the exposure, what do you call it? Exposure compensation. But I tend to go manual. You?
Yeah. Manual okay. All the way.
Okay. Yeah, definitely great. The cool part, too, is that you can see the smile on the, I'm assuming it's his daughter in the front. I can't tell. Probably. If not, apologies. But you can see the smile on her face, even though it's covered.
Right.
Love it. Love the excitement. And the girl in behind who has clearly just pushed them down the hill. Great, yeah. all around great shot.
Yeah, I agree with you in that, you know, this photo, you start looking around in the background and seeing what people are doing. Like, yeah, really good shot.
Well, the guy in the top left displeases me.
Okay.
I'm going to Photoshop that out for the final show.
All right.
Next up is David 120 Williams, Two Hosers Monthly Challenge, The Bright Side. With more than, at the time of posting, more than 2 weeks of no community transmission of COVID in New South Wales. Hopefully brighter times are ahead. Brighter than that? That sounds pretty good. Thoughts go out to those in other parts of the world. So, do you want to read the poem or just let the listeners read that?
I'll let the listeners read it. I don't read poetry.
Or anything.
No, yeah. No, definitely not.
I don't think it rhymes.
Yeah. Yeah. Boo.
Yeah.
How am I going to wrap this in the shower later?
Yeah, there once was a man from Manly. I couldn't think of any good Australian city I'd been to.
Okay, so wait, like for the photo, like now, is it just a poem or did he take this photo and then he just laid a poem over it?
I'm assuming he took this photo.
Okay, it's a photo of a Ferris wheel. Now, as a standalone photo of one, I don't know, what is this, a quarter of a Ferris wheel?
Exactly a quarter, yes.
So a quarter of a Ferris wheel. I feel like let's critique the heck out of this photo. This photo is less than perfect.
I wonder if it's the photo, if it's the Ferris wheel at Manly Beach, though. Now that I mention it, now that I shoot my mouth off, like you go ahead and critique it some more. I'm going to look back to my photos from Manly Beach, like right now. Honestly,
great. Oh, this is riveting. So let's know if this is. Do you have a better photo of this Ferris wheel?
I don't know if I have a photo of it. I do have a photo. I was at Manly. Hang on. Looks like different cars at Manly. So do you want to see my image of, I'm going to throw it in there for you in real time. Of course, mine is from coming up on 19 years ago.
Okay.
They may have upgraded.
I'm going to judge in terms of Ferris wheel shots. Who has the better Ferris wheel shot?
Oh, mine was taken on film. Keep that in mind.
Okay. So that might help and it might hurt you.
Yeah. Mine has a speedboat in the background, or like a boat, a ferry leaving in the background.
I'm going to have to say yours is like probably somewhere between 800 and 1,000 times better.
Wow.
And I don't even like you. So, yeah.
No. I did not even go. I don't know why I took the picture of that at Manly Beach.
It's a good photo.
It's fine.
What does that say about David? David, you totally dropped the ball here. He was feeling inadequate about his Ferris wheel that he had to cover it up with a poem.
Well, I'm just looking at other pictures. I have a shot, like a twilight shot of the Sydney Harbour Bridge with the silhouette of the opera house in the background, but I don't see a Ferris wheel in it. So I don't remember. I don't even know where that was.
Okay, you gotta post your photo. I'm just razzing you, David. Your photo is fine. It's fine.
Well, his is better. Mine was a snapshot I took at the. I did not even know at the time that podcasting was a thing. So here I have another one, David. I have another one of the Sydney Harbour Bridge, but stuff in the way because I took it from a place called.
Hey, how do we make the listener photos about you? Can we make this more about you?
I'm relating to David and saying, when I flew over 19 years ago to see my girlfriend,
right?
She was living in an apartment in a place called Vaucluse up by Rose Bay.
Yeah, sure. Great.
So there you go. And then
can we talk about the listener photos?
I got a couple more Ferris wheel shots from the P&E that I'm going to get to. Different. All right. Well, here's one with me without a shirt. You want to see that one? Okay. I am wearing pants. It's okay. All right.
All right.
Yeah. So it very. I have read the poem. I'll read it to Adam later because he's not another read or write.
Yeah.
But we do all very much appreciate the sentiment.
Sure. Absolutely. And I was right, next. I was just kidding. I don't want you know.
He's not David coming to your house because no one can travel. So don't worry about it.
Good point. All right.
Plus, you're not going to Australia, are you?
Not anytime soon.
You think
soon.
You would? Like, let's say 5 years down the road, you know, and this is all just in the rear view. Could you imagine yourself going to Australia?
Again, in my mindset right now, it's hard to believe that, but I would. That's one place I would really like to visit. So
I want to go back.
I want to say yes. I want to say yes, David. Hopefully, I can sleep on your couch.
Just before I did my attic, as we talked about, I finished like basically putting all my photos in order, which we talked about a couple of weeks ago, but I just finished like last week. And part of it was my Australia photos. And that's why I remember that photo, because I had to go back and sort of date them based on my journal I kept at the time. And so I'm kind of looking back on a lot of my Australia memories and realizing they're not memories at all. They just must have happened to somebody else. And so I do want to go back to Australia and see a bunch of the things that I didn't really get a chance to see.
Okay. All right.
Okay, David. Yeah. So we'll say in a couple of years. Hey, roadshow in a couple of years.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Me and Adam, we'll come over there. Yeah. We'll fly over there with all our podcast money and we'll do a live tour.
Show from your basement. Yeah.
We'll hang in Sydney for a couple days, but really we want to go up the coast. I want to get back to Byron.
Okay.
Railway friendly bar. We'll go for some beers there, buddy.
All right. Great.
Okay. My buddy Matt Damon lives there now. And
can we get back to the photos, the listener?
Frank Pang.
Yeah.
I'm coming in hot. So you take us away. This has got to be down in Steveston, isn't it? You must know. Your wife definitely knows where this is. She's fancy like this.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. There is like a newer-ish fancy little bakery right in the heart of Steveston. I'm going to guess that. Or it's like Granville Island, maybe. I don't know.
This reminds me of a place I knew in Port Macquarie, Australia. No, it doesn't.
Okay, I was wondering for a second.
No.
You're just bringing it back. You're just trying.
It was an Arley Beach.
You're just trying to hurt me. You were just trying to hurt me and the listeners.
Yeah, it was in Cape Tribulation where this place was.
Which
reminds me of the Atherton Tablelands.
Okay, yeah. Frank, not your best work. Not your best work, Frank.
Whoa!
Yeah, I'm calling him out on it. Like, I expect more. Frank has upped his game over the last, I don't know, number of months. And I feel like you mailed it in, Frank. Now, Frank might actually show up at my house because he can travel.
He lives next door?
Well,
I'm
yeah.
sure he's could. Listening to you talk yeah. right now.
No, I'm just pushing Frank. I'm pushing Frank to be his best Frank.
Right.
Yeah.
Be your best Frank. That's going to be the new hashtag next week. Be your best Frank. Be your best Pang is what it's going to be.
Yeah, sure.
Be your best. BYB Pang. That's what it's going to be. I'm hashtagging everything like that now.
Okay.
I'm doing it. I like the colors, but I do feel like maybe he tripped and fell and accidentally snapped this one. That's what on the way down it was like, whoops. Oh, hey, look at this.
Yeah. I appreciate it, Frank.
I didn't think that, but now I just want to take some pressure off of you. I'm going to try to lighten your rod because there's no way.
Me and Frank are buddies. No way.
Oh, yeah, I understand.
I can eat this one.
Yeah, yeah, I know. You and Frank will probably go down and meet for some super sweet purple hamburger chocolates.
Yeah, that's right.
Is that what those are?
There's a name. What's the name for these things? You probably know. Macaroons? Are these macaroons?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think that's what they're called.
Okay. I'm all about the Tim Tams.
Sure, yeah. The grocery store ones, right?
No, that was a throwback to Australia.
They sell those here.
Do they? Of course they do.
Yeah.
But they sell kangaroo meat there too. So what? Okay. You ever eat shark?
I ate shark there.
Yeah. Roger Dahlman. This is at Fort Pulaski. Bill Brasky Civil War Memorial. From his recent trip to South Carolina and Georgia, another history-based photo. This one, you can all read this, right? That's
yeah. What's the bright side part?
They're getting out of jail.
Oh, okay.
The door's open. That's people leaving jail.
That's the bright side. They're getting
out. Now I have to read the whole thing. I was imagining the feeling of the prisoners walking towards the bright side and freedom. At the end of the Civil War.
Yeah. So I didn't read it. I was just waiting for you to explain it to me.
Right. Well, okay. Homework.
Yeah. No, I understand that that would be a good thing, leaving prison. But
do you think this smells good, like Fort Langley?
Fort Langley.
Like, you know, the fort out of Fort Langley.
Yeah. I've never actually been through it. I know a lot of the kids and I think my kids have actually been through it, but I have not.
Oh, wow. So how do you know how they used to make nails? they show you at Fort Langley.
Wow. I didn't know that. So that's good.
Yeah. This is pretty cool, though. I do like it.
The lines are cool. You got bricks. You got the lines from the cell. Yeah. You've got, it's all broken up very nicely. Like, this is a good looking prison.
Yeah. Why would you want to leave?
Yeah. Maybe
that's what you're saying, right?
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Next up is D. Bradshaw, 75. Another Australia, Adam. Now, I've never been to the west side of it.
It turns out it's
far.
This is right in your wheelhouse, this shot.
Yeah, I like coffee and Australia. And you know what? The thing is, what are you doing drinking coffee in Australia? My experience with coffee in Australia was not strong.
Okay.
I don't know what the hell flat white is. Why are we getting a flat white?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's your job to find out.
Okay.
So I've been listening to the show for a few years and I'm finally posting a photo. Finally. Well, welcome.
All right. So I shouldn't say anything bad about this.
No. Next week. Save it for next week. If he comes back, then you just hammer him. Just knock him to the dirt. The theme is the bright side. This is the bright side. This is like, you know what? This could be in a coffee shop or a Mac ad. We can go either way with this.
Yeah, I agree. That's what I was thinking. I was thinking like, yeah, that computer really screams Mac commercial here.
Mm-hmm.
Product placement is everything.
Yeah, but I like how he has captured the stream here. It's just, he shot this while like pouring it from the other side? How's this done? And look at the little steam bits coming out of the coffee.
Yeah, no, it's a nice looking coffee shot.
You're dunking a Tim Tam in that, aren't you?
Sure, why not? Yeah, or a macaroon.
Yeah, and the slash of light in the middle. It's all around. Great shot.
Looks good. Rim light on the computer in the back. No, mm-hmm. good looking photo. Broken up with darks and lights. Like, yeah, I like it. It's again one of those situations where it's way better than it should be in terms of the subject subject matter. Yeah.
Come back next week and Adam will discourage you. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Next up is Mark's Berry. Oh, this is a bright one. The bright side. Photographing my niece because my own children have run out of patience. Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah.
Flash fired over my shoulder to bounce off two white walls, and then look at the lights in the background, the bokeh.
Yeah, so good.
It is good. It's not always an easy one to do, especially because it doesn't usually, like he said, that your children have run out of patience. Like, you can probably get your kids to do like one shot, but you need one shot to sort of get it right.
Yeah.
And so they've had enough at that point.
And the light here is got shape to it. So if this is one bounce flash, again, talking about the black foamy thing earlier, almost looks like this is one of those photos that is done with the black foamy thing. But I guess just depending on the room and where the light is aimed, I guess you could do it without the black foamy thing, but easier to do with the black foamy thing. But just great sort of shape in terms of the light on her face. And then, the bokeh is amazing. So this is... Yeah. 85 mil. Is this the R version of the 85 mil? Doesn't say, right?
I don't think so.
But love this. This is so good. And maybe, I don't know, looking at the bokeh, maybe this is the 85 like 1.2.
It doesn't look that round. Like, oh, on yeah, the left you're it right. Does, maybe, and the right side, maybe.
I feel like this is really good. I like this a lot. And even
you know what he just said F1.2. So I guess we could just read what he wrote down.
Oh, I totally missed that. I
guess we would find out.
Yeah, I totally missed that. So anyway, that just makes me better than you. I could identify mm-hmm. that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, the color temperature of the photo.
That's the big thing, isn't it?
Yeah, but I like it.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. He's matched it. Did he gel it? Is it a half CTO on the flash to match it to the background?
I don't know, but I generally am too lazy to do this. And so good on you, man. I really like this. And the little girl's eyes, like, and where the catch lights are, everything. Just awesome.
Mm-hmm. Be better if it was your own kids, but we'll take it.
Sure. Yeah. Someone, you have a nice present for someone else. This is a perfect Christmas card shot.
Right.
If it
this
was
my Christmas card for next year, I'm sending it. Why not?
Okay.
Why not?
All right.
That would raise some questions. Like this actual screenshot with names and descriptions and everything. Yeah, you laugh, but yeah. All right. Next up, Bremstone Photography. The bright side. I miss sports. Yeah, so do I. Today I was passing. I noticed some kids skateboarding, staying active, blah, blah, blah. You can read the rest. I'm not skipping over. I just know Adam has stuff to do today. So
okay.
Get him out the door. So yeah. Great, great moment, like great freezing this one. What I really notice about this is just how crisp it is. Like the colors, everything just is like exposure-wise and the colors are just crisp. That's all I can say.
Yeah. Yeah, I got nothing to add. I love it. It looks great.
Yeah, well, the timing, of course, but being able to freeze it and freeze the action looks really good. I wonder if did he land it?
No, I think he ate it on this one.
Mm-hmm. Let's see the after shot.
Yeah, it's actually him in an ambulance going to wherever he would be going.
So, dude, why are you taking my picture?
Yeah.
All right. Next up is Kenneth Skalevic from. Radal? How do you say that? I don't know what that little dot means. I know what it means at IKEA. It means the meatballs are this way, but I don't know what it means in real life.
I don't know either, but this looks like Elsa from Frozen.
Oh, Let It Go.
Yeah. Doesn't it?
Yeah. A little bit. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been a while since I've seen that one.
Now, if it was like a kind of a blue coat or something, but just so cute. And again, just balanced so nicely. The light here is terrific. So I haven't, again, I'm just quickly looking at the image for the first time and I don't know if there's any artificial light, what's going on exactly, but I look at it and I'm like, so good. And if there is artificial light, you did awesome balancing it.
It looks to me like it was lit, but I can't see any catch lights in the eyes.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Angle,
yeah. But it does look too good to be.
And too balanced, too balanced, but
yeah,
but like you sort said, like no obvious.
Look at the top of her dress, like the top of her dress where it's furry. That looks like there's highlights hitting that.
Yeah, but I mean that could be natural and just based on balance and where it might be hitting different objects around her. Anyways, great job for the fact that we can't really definitively say whether you use
like that's. I'm that, definitively saying.
I don't think you can say that. I don't think you can say that.
That's he's got basically his car headlights pointed at her. That's what he's got.
Okay.
Just out of frame, car running. Yeah.
All right. We need to know Kenneth from IKEA.
Mm-hmm. I'm putting this. There is a light and an umbrella here.
Okay. I'm gonna say no, just to be different. So there you go.
Okay. Either way, well done. Love the depth of field. Love the lights in the background and the color really pops. All right, next up, another two dog photos in 1 week.
This is more what I think of as the dog photo in terms of cute dog, shot more.
B.S. Vaughn Photography.
Shot more head on, right? Like this is more of the dog shot that I'm used to seeing. And again, not that it's not good. I like this photo, but just the other one was so different that's why I was making that comment.
I love the sunshine in this picture though.
Oh, the light is terrific. Yeah. And the eyes, the dog's eyes just really pop. I like the shadows. Just all around. I really like what's going on.
This reminds me too, we don't have a dog, but reminds me of that light. Now, Tennessee, probably warmer than Germany or Canada, let's say. But you know, in those sort of short winter days when it's cold outside, but you used to have all of a sudden the sun pops out and just hammers sunshine in your house. This reminds me of that.
Sure.
And it's fantastic. So really well done. That is the bright side. All right, last up is CBC Analog out in your neck of the woods there. Not quite, but Burnaby.
Burnaby.
Yeah, this is kind of like a landscape shot done from a perspective that, again, I never think to do, but looks really good with the rocks in the foreground and then sort of the silhouette off in the distance and the sunset, like all good things.
Wait, this is the Fraser River. Where is this taken then? Out in Burnaby, the Fraser?
I don't know.
Well, come on, you live there.
The water is so calm though that the rocks, like, it looks so cool. Yeah.
It does look, now I'm trying, I can't really spot this. This got to be in the south then. If it's the Fraser, it's going to be South Burnaby.
Nobody cares.
Everyone cares.
No, nobody cares.
Everyone's waiting
for you to tell another story about Australia.
This reminds me of the time I was in Australia watching the show Da Vinci's Inquest shot in Vancouver.
Oh.
They're always pulling a body out of like the place like this.
Okay. All right.
Not to bring it down. That's definitely not the bright side that I'm talking about. But I am saying, if you want to find a good show, I bet you it's on YouTube. I bet you can find the first few seasons of Da Vinci's Inquest on YouTube, okay. I bet.
I'm right highly on recommend it. I'm it. All over it. Yeah, okay.
I highly recommend it. I bet you I have a picture of me and Leo, too. What's Donnelly Rhodes? Remember him?
No.
No?
No.
Funny dude. Funny guy. Passed away a couple years ago. Danger Bay, you know him. You know him, Danger Bay.
Sure.
Anyways, yeah, great shot. Great job including the rocks in the foreground and the sunset, looks like. Okay.
Okay.
Let's quickly blow through ours and be done with this. Okay, done. So here's mine. I'm going first this time. Here's one I took earlier in the month. I've showed other pictures from this session, but I held this one back because this to me is one of my favorite pictures of my kid. He is loving it. This is him making the best of it, the situation, because there's snow, but it's going away. So this is one of the days where he went around with the wheelbarrow and collected up a bunch of snow and built a ramp in one spot and just kept jumping until he got through the grass. But here he is giving the rock and roll devil horns mid-jump.
Yeah, nice. I like it. Yeah, it's a good shot.
He the smile on his face, everything. He's wearing just
a regular long sleeve shirt.
Yeah.
No winter, no gloves, no toque, long sleeve shirt, winter sledding. That's great.
Yeah. No time for that. Now the sun is out, but it was still like 0 degrees, but he was just, forget it, Dad. It's just slowing me down. The wind resistance on that is slowing me down. I'm not getting the air I need.
Right.
Now this is the sled that he broke a week later from doing exactly what you're seeing here.
This is a retirement photo. Yeah.
This is how he retired. Yeah, it's like the penultimate photo of this bobsled. But he loves it. All right, so that is the bright side. To me, it's the bright side of making the best of not enough snow.
Right.
All right. So what's bright about yours?
Pop the flash right directly at the camera. And so it's less about the bright side of the situation, the world we are, and more about just specifically popping light right at the camera. Uh-huh. So that's the bright side. I did this one just kind of by accident. As I was setting up and I was kind of trying to figure out how I was going to do. I was just trying to black out the background as much as I could and then shoot a different perspective than I had been doing. And we'd been doing all batting photos. So I said, oh, I'm going to take a few. The kids were at a point where they're just doing some pitching practice. And so I thought, oh, I'm going to take one. And as I was just kind of doing the setup, I just popped a photo to see, where I was at exposure wise. And I forgot the backlight was even on. And then I looked in, I chimped the LCD and thought, oh, this is cool. The end, the bright side. So
wait, is there only one light on him?
There's two. The other light is creating the light on his face.
Right.
So you got one on each side, but I wasn't like the photo I showed of the other boy pitching from head on was more what I was kind of setting up for. And I just took this one as I was standing by the side and just the light kind of shot right beside him. And then I thought, yeah, that looks cool. The end. That's my bright
side.
That
does look cool.
Yeah. I just,
does he have a pitching coach?
Yes, this he's been working. This is not, like I say, this is not full not pitching good. Yet. This is just warm up, but okay. I liked how the light fed through. So yeah, don't scrutinize. We have full throwing pitching photos if you want to scrutinize. Yeah, this is just warm up throwing. Yeah,
that's fine. Totally reasonable. I'm not ripping. No, it's always comes from a place of positivity.
Yeah.
What you should do is go on the YouTube and watch pictures, of a guy, Tim Lincecum, pitching.
Okay. I know who Tim is.
Yeah. That's a kid who's about the same. He was not a kid anymore. He's an adult and out of the league, but, did win the Cy Young, I think 2 years in a row. I forget now, but, about the same size as your son and, could still throw 90 plus. And, there you go. That's the guy I want to pitch like.
Okay. Just for reference sake, just a baseball channel. One thing is they learned, like, cause they do work with a pitching coach, uh-huh. a good baseball pitching guy. And, he was teaching them how to throw a knuckle curve and they can actually throw it. Like he was showing me at the batting cage, yesterday, and it's pretty awesome. Mm-hmm. That they can throw that and throw it for a strike, and the movement is pretty good. So yeah, no. Anyways, just talking about pitching, and thought I saw that yesterday for the first time because they just learned it this week. Yeah.
Nice. All right. Look forward to some great photo. We'll see some even better ones of awesome form throwing the knuckle curve.
Okay.
We need a better name for it than the nerve. Maybe the knurve.
Sure.
Work on that. All right. Hey, once again, thanks to everybody for submitting this week. We appreciate it. Next month, in February, shortest month, so a couple less days. I don't know if you know that, Adam.
Now I do.
Yeah, still going to be short this month, but yeah, you can still get it in. And I want to see, here's what I want to see, because I thought about it the other day. I didn't have time last week, obviously, because of my riveting attic cleaning story. I was considering wandering into to town and snapping some photos, because... fingers crossed, we're hopefully getting, you know, near the end of this crazy time.
Yeah.
I'm assuming once, you know, springtime breaks, a lot more people have had the vaccine, for example, and the weather changes and basically a lot of easing. I'm kind of hoping that we're almost done and we're not going to see this time again. So with that in mind, that's a very positive way of looking at it. I think we're going to want to look back and remember what our hometown was like, what our town was like during that time.
That sounds terrible, but okay.
Okay. Or we could just snap photos in our kitchen and making whatever Adam's doing.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah, that's a much better challenge. No, the challenge for February is our town. So show me your town. Show me what's going on. Maybe it's a little bit different. Maybe we'll revisit it in August and see how it's changed since then, since February. Maybe we'll see what kind of results we get. But I want to see your town through your own eyes. That's what I want to see this month.
Okay. All right. I hate this, but I'm going to do it.
I don't really care. Okay. Hashtag two hosers monthly challenge. Hashtag hey hosers on the Instagram. Even better, do both and tag us at two hosers on Instagram. And we'll check that out in a couple weeks. Challenge for next week. I'm going to lay one right into your lap.
Okay.
Separation light.
Separation light. Okay.
Separation light. Or it was going to be like, you know, I thought of like a backlight or a rim light or like all those kind of things. But the idea being separate from the background. So I've been watching what you've been shooting. I think you're probably going to go and shoot some more of that. So I'm going to lay this one right in your lap.
Okay. Separation light.
Don't blow it. Don't blow it.
Is it different if I say it like separation light?
Yeah, it's like you and Lisa trying a divorce.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, I'm on the couch. That's how we're going to do it for a bit. Daddy's seeing the receptionist at work.
Right. Separation light.
Okay. Do that. All right. Websites. Adam, you're still just going with the Instagram?
Sure.
Yeah, you can find us at Two Hosers on the Instagram, or Adam Two Hosers on Instagram if you want to be confusing, or the two of us at twohosers.com, where you can go to find all the links and photos and everything we just talked about. And that's it. Until next week, get out there and make better photos.